The star prosecution witness has testified in the capital murder trial of Jameel Abdullah Alameen. Alameen, formerly known as H-Rap Brown, is accused of killing a sheriff's deputy and wounding another in Atlanta's West End neighborhood nearly 2 years ago. The witness, who was first to testify, is the surviving deputy, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
Algernon English is the only witness the prosecution has to the shooting that took place on the night of March 16, 2000. Both sides believe his testimony could have a tremendous impact on the case. On the witness stand, he described the night he and Officer Ricky Kinchin went to a store Alameen owns to serve him a warrant. He said there appeared to be no one in the building, but as they were driving away, they saw a man fitting Alameen's description standing next to his car. English said they got out of their car and he approached the man. He said he got close enough to see Alameen's face, but couldn't see one of his hands.
I asked him to see his right hand. He said, yeah, frowned, and swung up an assault rifle, started shooting.
English was hit in the hip, thigh, back, and arm. He described running to get away from the shooting as he returned fire. He said he hid in a nearby field. Shortly after, English said, the shooting stopped, and he was afraid Alameen would come looking for him.
Start begging for my life. Said, please, please, sir, don't shoot me no more. Please don't shoot me no more. Please don't shoot me no more. And I kept saying it over and over again.
English said he heard Alameen drive away, and he radioed for help. During cross-examination, the defense challenged his credibility, pointing out inconsistencies between what he said in court and things he said to police investigators in the weeks following the shooting. English has given different descriptions of several things, including where he was standing, what the shooter said to him, and precisely what the shooter was wearing. In an early report, he said he had seen Alameen's gray eyes. Later, he added that Alameen was wearing yellow sunglasses. In court, English stood by both descriptions, even though Alameen's eyes are brown. Defense attorney Jack Martin asked him about it.
You were certain that the person you encountered had gray eyes?
The person that I encountered, Mr. Jameel Alameen, had yellow lens glasses on with gray eyes.
Certain correct. About that? Certain correct. About that, aren't you?
Correct, sir.
Martin pointed out that the warrant for Alameen's arrest that night mistakenly listed Alameen as having gray eyes, suggesting English may have imagined seeing gray eyes. And he said if English's police accounts are accurate, he may have been much farther from the shooter than he now says he was. English admitted he didn't know the exact distance. Martin also asked him about his identification of Alameen in a photo lineup. The day after the shooting, English was shown a group of photographs in his hospital bed. He looked at them after being given morphine. In his testimony, English said no one brought up Alameen's name before showing him the photographs. Doing so could prejudice him to look for a picture of Alameen. But Martin read a police account from a couple of months after the shooting in which an investigator asked English this question.
Had you ever heard the name Jameel Abdullah Alameen? Answer, no. As a matter of fact, one of the homicide investigators asked me that exact question before the lineup.
English said he didn't remember saying that, but the defense had a tape to prove it. In all, English spent about 7 hours on the stand across 2 days. The prosecution now moves on with its case. The trial is expected to last more than a month. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.